is Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
We start with more college football postponements and cancellations.
This college football season has been erratic, almost manic. But don't panic. The coach is just asymptomatic.
Well, I guess I should have stayed away from all those Halloween parties.
Fantastic.
COVID-19. I forgot to social distance and infected the entire team.
COVID-19.
Now we're canceling this and rescheduling that. Now the whole SEC is on the brink of being asymptomatic.
Yeah.
Ow!
Let's go.
COVID-19 canceling the game.
Yesterday, a couple more games in the top 25 bit the dust. Maryland and Ohio State will not be playing Saturday. They have decided they're not going to reschedule either. So that game canceled, this due to COVID-19 cases. The Georgia-Missouri game scheduled for Saturday postponed due to COVID-19 issues with the Tigers. The SEC announced that they have now scratched four games that were supposed to take place Saturday because of positive tests, contact tracing, and mandatory quarantines. Last Saturday, the game between Notre Dame and number one Clemson was played and went into double overtime. And in case you forgot how that finished, here's the final play.
Russian three, dropping eight. Uyangalale steps up, loads and throws. It's caught. It's pitched backwards, up in the air. It's on the ground, still in Clemson's hands. And now it is down. It is over. And the Irish have knocked off number one Clemson.
Yep, they knocked off number one Clemson. Of course, Trevor Lawrence, the quarterback, wasn't playing for Clemson because
right.
He was on the COVID-19 list. However, we bring up this game because Notre Dame football right now has no positive COVID tests. And it's interesting because following the game, the fans in attendance, and there was a great many, stormed the field. They stormed the field and celebrated with the players. And there was a fear at that point that somebody with COVID would run onto that field and the players would end up with COVID.
And grab up some player, right?
But as you can see in this photo I just showed you, which probably has, I don't know, you can see maybe, this is indicative of all of the photos.
It's solid.
There's everybody's
solid green.
Yeah, it's solid green. There's probably 100 or so people in this photograph, students. They're all wearing masks except just one guy who has his mask pulled down. But everybody is wearing a mask in this photo. So good job by Notre Dame.
Following the rule.
So hopefully that'll keep everybody safe.
Mm-hmm.
Sheeple. This video surfaced yesterday that troubled some. It's of an NFL quarterback in high school singing with his glee club.
Yeah.
I'm going to play it, and you tell me this is a starting quarterback in the NFC.
Okay.
Who is this?
Pretty woman walking down the street.
The lead here.
Pretty woman. The kind I like to meet. Pretty woman.
All right.
Kirk Cousins of the Vikings. Kirk Cousins of the Vikings. I like him.
Yeah.
It's what? It's Kirk Cousins of the Kirk Cousins of the Vikings. I like him better as a singer than a quarterback. But, that's making the rounds.
I thought it was troubling.
Well, some people, the comments are being made underneath are troubling.
Oh, okay. So glee-like.
It's glee-like. I actually thought he did a decent job.
I thought he did a great job.
Yep. I also understand that if you walk up to Cousins and say, "Oh, what a beautiful morning," he will respond with,
"Oh, what a beautiful day."
There he is again.
That's him calling plays.
Yes. we're about a half an hour away from the start of the Masters.
Oh, my God, that's right.
The Masters is back on CBS. And this year, no spectators, no gallery, no one yelling, "Get in the hole," or "Baba Booey." The Masters begins today on CBS.
None of that. It's going to stink.
Oh,
Who do you think is the favorite to win the Masters this year?
Justin?
Dustin Johnson. That's a good pick. He's 17-2.
Yeah.
He's second on this list. Bryson DeChambeau.
Really?
15-2.
Isn't he?
They say that he's just going to drive just about
buff
every ball to the green.
Well, that's
pretty
the
quickly
thing about the Masters. Yeah. It's not a very long golf course.
Yes, that's what they're saying.
What it really is, it's much more hilly than you can tell on television.
Yes.
So the television doesn't do it justice.
Yeah, he's the mad bomber, and
he can bomb it.
Yes, he's
man.
John Rahm 10-1. I like John Rahm to win this.
Yeah.
Tiger Woods 40-1. Phil Mickelson 80-1.
Yeah, they're getting a little long in the tooth,
they really say.
Following
every Major League Baseball season, we have the awards given out. We had the Managers of the Year announced 2 nights ago. Last night they announced the Cy Young Award given to the best pitcher in the American and the National League. The award has been in existence for 64 years, and last night Trevor Bauer made history for the Cincinnati Reds. He becomes the first Cincinnati Reds pitcher to ever win a Cy Young. It's been around for 64 years. They've been around for 120.
Dude, I remember those great years, the Big Red Machine and Sparky Anderson and all that, those years.
Yes.
When they seem to always...
Yes.
Win their division.
But you can't name the pitchers on that team.
You're right. You can't. You can name all the field
yes,
players.
Yes, you can.
So,
there you go. In the American League, Bauer, by the way, 27 out of the 30 possible votes.
Yeah.
In the American League, Shane Bieber of the Indians, it was unanimous. All 30 votes go to him. First pitcher since Clayton Kershaw in 2014 to be a unanimous choice.
Wow.
Vin Scully is coming out of retirement.
What?
Lending his voice to the Dodgers' biggest win in 32 years. Scully, who is 92, has agreed to narrate the official World Series film.
That's cool.
Which is fantastic. And in case you're not familiar with Vin Scully's work, here's Vin Scully from a few years ago.
And in reading a Colorado paper about the game, they said his throw was just a little bit longer than the mullet that he wears. And I remember reading that, and I thought, mullet? Mullet's a fish. So we went on the computer, and it's both. It's a hairdo and a fish. But there's nothing fishy about this kid. He can really play.
Oh, I love Vin, and boy, do I miss him. Speaking of old announcers, it's Al Michaels' birthday.
It may be preseason, but Rod is ready for opening day.
Thank you, Al. Al is 76 today, the voice of Sunday Night Football. And here's your fun fact. I know you were asking about the leotard. Well, here we go.
I was.
161 years ago in 1859, 21-year-old Jules Leotard made his first he debuted.
Yes.
Flying trapeze is his first
attempt. Yes, of course.
But he also did that in what he designed and named the leotard, as we all know and love today.
Yeah, so he had a gymnastics outfit, more or less. Yeah, now it's, of course,